Kia ora tātou, I'm Paul Knees and this is Soundwave. Let's start today's show with a super explosion. From her 1982 album, Trust Me. Wellington musician L.A. Mitchell has recently released a new album called Meaningful Work. Let's see what it's like by playing a song called Grief. That's the sound of an Aotearoa New Zealand artist who's new to me. She goes by the name of Elena and has just released her second album. The track we heard was But It's Lonely. I've been listening to Jill Scott's new album called To Whom This May Concern, just recently released. I have to wait to get a vinyl copy of it for my birthday at the end of the month, but until then, streaming will have to suffice. Listen to the bass playing in this song. It's Jill Scott with JID. The song's called To Be Honest.
Archer Street someday. They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away. But if there is a God, we need him now. Where is your God? That's what my friend.
Johnson's cover version of the Stevie Wonder song Heaven Is 10 Zillion Light Years Away released on a 1987 album, and I found that song in someone's list of the 50 best Stevie Wonder covers, sitting at number 18. With that in mind, I think we better have some Stevie Wonder from 1971, his album Where I'm Coming From, which is more an indication of where he was going to. He was just about to enter his real golden period. Here's the opus Sunshine in Their Eyes, written with Sarita Wright and featuring her vocals.
She feels the world is ending. She believes that everything is coming to an end. Papa's been real careful, 'cause his brother Sam was robbed, trying to buy just a loaf of bread for baby John.
See how
as the song rolling along, everything
After that, we're going to travel to Minneapolis and get crazy with Jesse Johnson. Jesse Johnson was a member of the group The Time and released a solo album called Shockadelica, but it didn't have a song of that name on it. Prince heard the album and felt that every album with a great title should contain a title track. So he wrote one.
You're so tired, and the reason is violence.
She got your mind, body, and soul, yes. Shakadelica. With a golden rope, she won't let you play your guitar. And when you cried enough, maybe she'll let you up on nasty riding a Shakadelica car. She'll make you beg, girl.
Shakadelica car
got you in a trance. 'Cause when this woman said dance, you dance.
Shakadelica car.
You need a second opinion, but you just can't be alone.
A feeling, the lonely cold, sleeping alone a boy young, and soon you'll grow old. In lust, we will suffer, but in love, we will grow. Shakadelica is a feeling, nobody should know. You're talking about the lonely cold, mama.
Smell of doom, again is creeping in.
into your lonely room.
Is this a dream?
Is this a dream? Or is this real? Or is it just a mirage?
Is this just a mirage?
Is it just a mirage?
Or is it just a mirage?
Or is it just a mirage? Or is it just a mirage?
That was the extended version of Shockadelica by Prince. Sly Stone featured on the track from Jesse Johnson that we played earlier. So I think we better play a bit of Sly and the Family Stone. Here's Who in the Funk Do You Think You Are?
Too much.
Jazz from Aotearoa, New Zealand. On drums, Reuben Bradley. On saxophone, Roger Mannins. And on bass, Brett Hurst. The album was Shark Variations, released on Rattle Records in 2013. The song was Circling In. Reuben Bradley released another album on Rattle Records called Mantis. It was celebrating the music of bass player Drew Menzies, who sadly died in his 30s. On the album, Reuben enlisted the support of Roger Mannins on saxophone, who played in the previous track, and also added the New Zealand String Quartet. And on bass, he used the wonderful Matt Penman. Here's a tune from the album. It's called Laura's Laxer.
Thank you.
beautiful music there. Graham Nash released his second solo album called Wild Tales in 1974, but it didn't do too well. And Graham blamed the lack of promotion from Atlantic Records on its lack of success. I think it's a pretty good album. It's got this great song on it, Hey You, Looking at the Moon. Once again, that's all we have time for on this week's Soundwave. I'll be back next week with more. Until then, take care. I'm Paul Neese, and you've been listening to Soundwave.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for Radio Broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.